My earliest memory was of my elder brother pushing me on the swing just down the street from our two-story home. I don't remember much, only that I loved that swing. I can't tell you how many times I spent running up and down Everglade, the street I used to live on. I remember the time I tore my shirt arguing with my best friend, and I even grew fond of the time I sprained my ankle running away from Joey, the neighborhood bully, and of course the beating that followed. At the time of my adolescence, I don't remember seeing anything out of the ordinary. Only that I felt an everlasting ache of dread every time I got close to that house at the end of the road. Well, I should say everybody did. All the neighborhood children that feared that house. Our parents never told us the history of the home. I don't think they even knew themselves. At the end of the road stood a meager home. A home built with pillars of loneliness and forgotten memories. Walls of a light gray brick and a dark brown roof. To contrast is all I can really use to describe it. It was a regular home, but it just never had any occupants. You see, I come from a small town. The people the kids I grew up with, all apart from a few, are still here, living their adult life amongst the same place they lived their childhood. It's peaceful. Even Joey, the same kid that used to pound me into the ground, grew up to be my best friend. This town has a way of igniting friendship, even amongst the greatest foes and rivals. However, beneath this town's smile and welcoming embrace lies a deep and dark secret. A mystery. One so morbid and brutal it's looked down upon to even mention. They never found his body. My elder brother. They looked for weeks, months even. It's almost as if he's just disappeared from this realm of existence. The sheriff tore apart that home. He searched every crevice, lit every shadow, ran every print. Nothing ever came of it. It's been 20 years since that night. And yet, nobody there forgets it. That night is forever remarked as the darkest night this town has ever seen. Let's start from the beginning. I've mentioned we all felt a remarkable sense of unease near that home. Every time we asked an adult, we never got an answer we liked. It's always been our imagination, or it's something you ate. Those answers never satisfied our curiosity. So as children, our proud residents of Everglade, we stormed the house one night. I still remember it so clearly. It was only a month after my 13th birthday. Now a teenager, nothing could stop me. With my elder brother by my side, three other neighbor kids, it was time we make our move. We would enter the home, by force, if need be, and find the answers we craved for so long. No, there was no rain, there was no fog. It was a normal cloudy summer night. It was around 10 when we acted on our plan to escape our room. My brother climbed down first, landing on the balcony roof. I followed suit, slipping on the windowsill. Of course, my brother grabbed me in his arms, picking me up as saw me not make a sound. He was 16. He had just gotten his license, and to tell you the truth, he was my hero. He always knew how to make me laugh, and I can't count how many times he sent Joey crying back home and he'd mess with me. I miss him. We eventually made it down to our backyard, and we climbed the fence to meet the neighbor kids. We were all here. Our plan would finally come to fruition. We would finally have the answers we sought. If only we knew what it cost. We made our way, jumping fence over fence until we finally made it to the house down the road. That same feeling of unease shouted in my stomach, run! But I wouldn't. I had my brother by my side. He wouldn't leave me behind. I knew he wouldn't. And our plan was simple. We'd sneak in through the back door and explore the home. We'd be back in our beds by 12 and we'd finally know what lies within these walls. So we did just that. My brother led us towards the back door, finding it unlocked. We should have known something was wrong right then and there. This house had always been abandoned. Why was it unlocked? Who left it open? But of course, as teenagers, that thought didn't cross our mind. We were explorers. We'd find what's wrong with this house, and this door being left open was just dumb luck. It was good for us. The idea that the door being unlocked on purpose never crossed our mind. The idea that something so dark and misunderstood lived in this house never crossed our mind. The door creaked when he opened it, as if announcing to the entire home, "Hey, some idiots are here." We walked in, the floor beneath us crackling as if laughing at our idiocy. I wish we had just turned back right then and there, forgetting this adventure and satisfying our curiosity. I wish we never saw the terrifying truth that lived inside these cursed walls. There was dust in the air, so me being an asthmatic, of course I'd be the first to have a coughing fit. As if we didn't make enough sound coming in, I made sure our presence was known. The first few minutes were fine. We went door to door whispering, reminding each other to stay quiet. We explored every room in the house, and after finishing both floors and finding nothing except for some old books and a Walkman, we of course had to check out the basement. No breaking and entering would be complete without checking the basement, everybody knows that. That's when things got weird. The basement door wouldn't open. You misunderstand. It's not that it was locked. It wasn't shut or glued in place. It just wouldn't open. As if something on the other side was pulling it back in place every time we tried opening it. We tried for a good 10 minutes before we finally gave up. We'd seen enough and we'd conquered our fears. It was time to leave. I wish we did. I wish I never looked back to see the door open. I wish I never shouted for my friends to come take a look. I wish I never invited the darkness to our world. I heard something down there. I know I did. I wasn't imagining it. I don't care what the officers and the shrink said. I heard something. It was like a screech. A deep one, as if wailing from a monster in pain, or a scream from a hungry and rabid beast looking to feed. It didn't matter, though. I ignored it. I blew it off my mind because nobody but me heard it. Not the twins, not Dave. My previously mentioned best friend at the time, and especially not my brother. My brother, being the eldest, once again went first. He was always the first to make a move. Always worried we'd injure ourselves or find a way to make things worse if we took the first steps. Reaching the bottom, he hit the light to the basement, lighting it. I tremble in my sleep thinking of this moment. I was the only one to see him. The man. Honestly, I'm shaking just talking about this. I want to get it out as fast as possible. I wake up in night sweats just thinking of him. It's as if it's forever ingrained in my mind as the worst 5 seconds of my life. I can't stop replaying it. My My brother turned on the light, putting his hands on his hips as he looked up at me from the bottom of the staircase. I stood at the top, blocking the entrance, not at taking a step down the basement. And there the man stood. Tall. I know that's not the description you might have expected with what I've given you so far, but to keep it to a word, he was tall, unbelievably tall. He stood easily 10 feet, towering over half the staircase. He had his hands to his side and a dark, ominous feeling in his stance. He wore a ripped-up tuxedo. He didn't have a face, and I think that made him even more horrifying to look at. His body was so long and skinny yet bulky. He wasn't chasing my brother, he wasn't screaming, he wasn't threatening. He was just there. Tall. In the corner of the previously dark, empty basement. And of course it was at that moment that my brother finally saw him. It was at that moment that I understood fear in its simplest sense. When I was asked to describe fear in my high school thesis, I broke down. When I was asked what my greatest fear was in my job interview for the paper here in town, I sobbed uncontrollably. Ever since the moment that I saw my brother's jaw fall to the floor as his golden brown eyes inflated, even from the distance I stood, I saw his hair stand up on his arms. True fear gripped his throat. He couldn't scream. He couldn't fight. He just looked back up. Just reaching his arms towards me as if I could help. But it took me years to realize that he wasn't trying to save himself. He was trying to save me from meeting the same horrifying fate that he was now promised. Nobody ever saw him again. His legs drove for the staircase, and yet, before he could land a single step, the light shut off. It just took his voice away, like stripping it from this world. I don't know where he went. I don't know if he's still alive or if the man got him, but I'd never forget those 5 seconds. I can't forget. My mind won't let me. The police tried everything. You know, they raided the house. They interviewed its previous occupants. And even they refused to talk about the basement. They searched the forest. They put up flyers. They asked help from federal agencies. They even demolished the home in due time. But not the basement. The basement still sits there. Under the debris of a once feared memory. The feeling the house gave finally returned today. It's been 20 years. I bought the house for my parents a little over 5 years ago, and I wanted to stay as close to my brother as I can. I came back from the grocery store today, and as I drove into my driveway, I felt it again. That same unease, that same dread. It's my brother's 37th birthday today. I think I might go pay him a visit. I just don't want to let him suffer alone any longer.